Good morning. It's 7:21 with Tom Collins, Laura Mack, Lubbock's First News. Every day this week at 7:20, we're going to be talking with Precinct 4 Justice of the Peace candidates. Today, we're visiting with Deborah Burton. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good. Hey, thanks for being here and taking time out for us. Just exactly who is Deborah Burton?
Deborah Burton is a mother, a wife, a deputy, a family person.
Didn't I read you had grandkids?
I do. I have four little granddaughters.
Aw.
Okay,
do they live near you?
All of them live in Loveland.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's fun. I'm a long way from some of mine, so it's kind of hard.
Laura, you had a question.
Yeah, first of all, before we get into your qualifications and that sort of thing, tell us why you're interested in running for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4.
Well, I've been in law enforcement for 25 years. I've handled every aspect of the job situations, the duties that you'd be asked to perform at the sheriff's office. I've dealt with the budgeting. I have dealt with the management, scheduling, all the different issues that it takes to run the office and keep the office going, both on the employee side and the inmate side where I'm at. And after 25 years, I've finally reached a place in my life where my job is not just to keep myself going and my children going, my husband and I, but I can sit back now and enjoy the opportunity and avail myself to the opportunity to further my criminal justice career.
By running for Justice of the
By
Peace?
By running for the Justice of the Peace, okay. For Precinct 4.
Tell us about your qualifications for the office.
Well, I have worked with the department, as I said, for 25 years. I have handled all aspects of handling inmate charges, employee issues, purchasing, assisting with the budgeting for the department. We're talking millions of dollars here. I have dealt with the courts intimately, both on the inmate's behalf and as a deputy filing charges. I have a good working relationship with all the entities that I've ever dealt with. So I have some knowledge of what goes on in those areas. Lost my train of thought.
You're fine.
The list goes on and on of qualifications.
So is it really the dealing with the courts and the procedures of dealing with the courts and making sure that the I's are dotted, T's are crossed? Because a lot of people don't really understand, I don't guess, what really happens
right
between an arrest and actually an appearance at court. Is that a big part of it?
Well, that is, yes. Everything has to be done fair and equitably. Those individuals coming in, if the reason that they were originally arrested is kind of questionable, you have to have somebody that's available, that's able to read what's going on, you know, read the documents, see what's going on, and determine whether or not there's something there that needs to be pursued.
Okay. What exactly is the reach and for the Office of Justice of the Peace? What type of cases do they address?
They handle minor criminal cases. They handle civil. They handle tort. They deal with redress for individuals trying to deal with, like, evictions and small claims courts, things of those natures.
Okay. Is there anything that when you're looking at the job in the office of the job that you see as the biggest challenge of the job?
Not knowing that specific office, just from the outside looking in, the first thing you see is the office is open from 8:30 to 4:30 with an hour for lunch. Well, the courthouse is open from 8 to 5 every day. As a working person, and if you've got a ticket and you've got to run downtown, you're going to want to do it before you go to work, after you go to work, or during your office hours. If not, you don't want your ticket to go to a warrant and you wind up in a jail for something silly. But you've got to be able to have access to the office. So I think the biggest situation for that office is the accessibility for the public to get in there and take care of their business.
You mean being there is 90% of the job?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It starts there.
It does start there, doesn't it?
But I've never really heard, I don't know who keeps tabs on, a JP or office hours or, exactly what the reach of the office is. I've just, I've known a lot of people that have been in the office and run the office, but
is that a budgeting situation on those hours and when they're off? Or
I don't know, because some of the other JP offices are open from 8 to 5.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it's something specific to that office. As you said, I'm not a part of that office, so I don't know what the needs have been. That's something that would have to be assessed once you got there.
Are there any problems or issues in the office that you're going to bring to the forefront and address that you see up front? Like, a lot of times, there may be like backlog or inefficiencies, or are there anything that sticks out right now that?
Like I said, I don't know what that office process, but if there is a backlog, part of the problem of working through a backlog is you have to be present and open to do business at all times. You have to be accessible. And that's something that I think needs to be addressed immediately. You don't want anybody that has either a minor criminal or civil case, because those cases are important to them,
right,
to be put on hold.
Yeah.
Deborah Burton, candidate for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4, see you on the ticket in the primary in March.